Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Welcome to hour number three on this hump day. And you know what it means. On Wednesdays, we got a thing we do at 4 o'clock, and we call it the Grand Council, where I bring in two of my brethren and talk radio, and we ping each other with questions on the issues. So without further ado, let me just call the roll from 770 AM, 92.5 FM, Cumulus Broadcasting's WVNN out of Huntsville. Also with Talk 99.5, I believe, out of Birmingham, and he writes for Yellowhammer News. Dale Jackson, are you there?
Also WLWI out of Montgomery and FM Talk 106.5 down in Mobile. Oh!
Okay, he's there. All right, Jeff Poor coming in from FM Talk 106.5 down yonder Mobile, host of the Jeff Poor Show, writes for Breitbart and a bunch of other stuff too. And oh, by the way, he's the editor-in-chief for 1819 News. Jeff Poor, are you there?
I am present.
You are indeed. And I think that's time to go ahead and call a quorum and hit it, Big Rig.
Assemble the Grand Council.
Ba-da. Ba-ba-da. All right, you know the rounds, fellas. We ask questions. It's not like there's not any news going on. So, Dale Jackson, you first. What do you got?
All right, well, this is big if true. It's a big caveat there.
That's a great caveat.
Yeah, so, a new poll out of voters in seven battleground states amongst black voters. Biden 76, Trump 17. You put Cornel West and RFK in there, and it's Biden 69, Trump 15, RFK 6, West 4. And, listen, if this is true, every single statewide candidate in every single one of these races is going to lose if you're a Democrat. No question about it. So is there any chance this is true?
Is there a chance it's true? Yeah, I think there really is. I mean, I think that we've been seeing it now for the last couple of months. There's been a trend in the demographic votes that people track all the time, like women voters and black voters and Hispanic voters, and they have been trending away from Biden. It's still not overwhelming numbers if you get down to it, but they're bigger numbers than we've ever seen in the Republican Party in the generation. And when you look at that compared to how close the elections have been in recent terms, that's big doings.
I mean, Phil, you were an elected official at one point. You were involved in politics and things like that. If they told you, hey, statewide, Republicans are going to peel off 20% of the black vote, I mean, what would that have done to an Alabama election?
Oh, it's. I mean, it's not like we're not a red state anyway. But you're right. It would have been a bit. It would have been a big chunk. It would have changed the lay of the land for some of the localized politics we see in places like, you know, Greene County or Jefferson County or, you know, Congressional District 2 right now. I think it's going to be big. Jeffro, you weigh in.
Well, something I think is going on here, and this is why these numbers are about, like, eye-popping, the likely black voter pool is shrinking, but the ones who would vote Republican, is it shrinking? It's the ones who are voting Democrat. So there's a little bit of a mirage there, but it's significant nonetheless. But a lot of that is, I think, the black voter is going to stay at home. You're going to have really low participation. They have been dining off of Obama-era sort of polling statistics for the last 15 years. I think, you know, those days are over.
That's a great point. So you're right. The voter apathy is going to be a big key factor in the Democrat votes. If they still got Biden on the ballot, which might be another one of our questions here in a minute, but if they've still got Biden on the ballot, then voter apathy is going to be a big, big deal. People are going to say, whatever, man, I'm just staying home.
Let me add this real quick. This was like coming out of the Hillary Clinton 2016 election. That's what we heard. I mean, black apathy kept Hillary from winning that election. I got to think that this whole escapade with Joe Biden is just really, really dispiriting the black vote.
Can we call it blackathy? Is that okay?
Not on my show, no.
Just checking.
All right, next question.
Talking, go back to the kiddie table.
Jeff, what do you got, man?
So you could be the tiebreaker vote here. All right. This has nothing to do with politics.
Oh, boy.
Joe Scarborough, who is an MSNBC host, Dale Jackson claims him as an Alabamian.
What?
Although his only connection to Alabama is having gone undergrad at the University of Alabama.
He's a Bama fan, represented... too.
He's a Bama fan, That's... too.
Okay, but he represented Florida in the U.S. Congress. He went to Florida for law school. Oh, and he grew up in Pensacola. So what do you make of that there, Senator?
So you're asking me. I'm the tiebreaker. You say he ain't, and Jeff and Dale says he is. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
I'm going to have to go with he basically abdicated his role as an Alabamian in favor of the state of Florida by registering, running, and claiming another state as his jurisdictional citizenship. I say no. How you like me now? So Dale, why do you think he's Why are you claiming him as an Alabama guy? Why do you want him?
The premise here that he's leaving out is that I'm trying to decide who is the most embarrassing media export from the state of Alabama. Is it Caitlin Collins? Joe Scarborough? I would argue it's sometimes MSNBC morning host Joe Scarborough. But Jeff ensures, and I didn't know this. I'm a Florida grad, so we don't even claim him. He never talks about being Florida. He don't ever talk about being a Gator. I can tell you that much.
Well, Laura Ingraham claims Alabama, doesn't she? Or is that just her like she has got kids at Alabama?
Laura Ingraham, Mark Levin, Sean Hannity, Dale's former colleague, they all claim Alabama fandom. This is nothing but that. You don't claim them as Alabamians.
I'd like to point out that I'm sitting in Sean Hannity's former time slot on the same station, and all I want is half his paycheck. That's all I want is half. Just saying. All right, next question. Let me ask you this. The Trump shooting, I'm sure y'all have been talking about on your shows.
Wait, what?
Yeah, just in case you hadn't heard. But the Trump shooting this past Saturday, so much is coming out now. Secret Service, I mean, it's an absolute, you know, breakdown in security. We know that. There's no way around it. Everybody's pointing fingers. But here's my question for you. Conspiracy theories are beginning to abound, and that was to be, you know, that was going to be something that was going to happen no matter what. But conspiracy theories are abounding right now. Is he a lone wolf shooter, or is there more involved? Was there some measure of conspiracy here, or is it just a kid with a bad day? Dale, you first.
He's a lone wolf shooter. Everyone likes to think they see things that no one else sees, and I just don't think that's the case. I think he's a one lunatic kid being a lunatic. I think he was motivated by politics. Obviously, the media's obsession with saying this Republican, the Republican tried to kill Donald Trump. I mean, was it a radicalized Nikki Haley supporter? I mean, this is ridiculous. We know exactly what this was about. It was a leftist who hated Donald Trump. One guy.
Jeffro, conspiracy or no conspiracy?
No conspiracy. I mean, sometimes things just are what they are. People's heads and people's minds. I mean, it's hard to wrap your head around how one guy could do this, but how about wrapping your mind around this, how just inept your government is? Yeah. It is not what you, it's been Hollywoodified. You watch all these movies, you think black helicopters and it's capable of all these secret government agencies. It's not, it's just not that impressive, guys.
So I'm in the same boat right now. I see things that bother me. I can see things from both a planning and security and sort of a military perspective. But at the same time, I don't see enough right now to tell me anything about a conspiracy. I see some weirdness. Like, did you see the thing about the kid was in a BlackRock commercial a few years ago? Weirdness. There's he's got no social media footprint. That's weirdness. But I can't see a conspiracy. I can't see enough there for me to go there in my mind.
Are you suggesting that the BlackRock CEO didn't see one of their commercials and think, there's the guy we're going to get to kill Trump?
Well, you know, he may have been just brainwashed at some point, and that's, you know, he was like a plant. I don't know.
So they put, I'm not saying you're saying this, but just like the logic tracks that then they decided we'll put him in the commercial. This will be really funny in the back rooms.
It's just, I'm just telling you, man, it's weirdness. Weirdness is not necessarily reality. It's just weirdness. Yeah. All right. So we all agree, lone wolf, at least for now. Let's do this. Let's take a break. We're going to take a break right now. Round one of the Grand Council with Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson and just little old me. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just giving you all the truth that'll fit on a bumper sticker. So let me jump on into round two of the Grand Council with Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson. Round two, first question. Dale Jackson, what do you got?
All right. So Randall Woodfin pulled out some guns at a city council meeting.
Whoop, whoop.
And he said, all right, it's time to get serious and do something about all this crime in the area. Last week we put up some barriers and then a bunch of people died still. But now we're totally serious and we're going to get it done this time. How afraid of state intervention is he?
Well, he better be very afraid, because right now he and you know, Mayor Reed down in Montgomery are the poster children for the reasons why there are legislators wanting to pass a law to allow intervention. I mean, we had last Sunday, I think it was, in Birmingham, we had, seven people killed, seven more wounded. It's unreal. And that's just two events. It's basically the finger is pointing right at him. His policies, it's on his watch, and yet all he wants to do is say, well, if they'd quit passing gun-friendly laws, that's just crap.
Isn't it amazing, though, but before you go to Jeff, that, you know, the media didn't really call those mass shooting events?
Oh, no, they're not mass shooting events when it doesn't fit the narrative.
Okay, just a second.
Go ahead. Jeff, your thoughts?
Randall Woodford's a clown. He deserves to have his city taken over. Same with Stephen Reed, their police departments at least. What did they think was going to happen, though? How long would people put up with this? And you just had people complaining, instead of complaining to the mayor and city council, they went over their head, gone to their state lawmakers. And this is just sort of the natural order of events.
Yeah, it is. And I'll be honest with you, there are times when in the state legislature we would hear a local bill coming up and it had Jefferson County attached to it, we'd all go, oh, God. But right now, I think this is a potential statewide bill, and Jefferson County's name is going to be attached to it. And it's almost like watching California in national politics. That's the way Jefferson County is typically perceived in the state house. All right, next question. Jeff, what do you got?
RNC. I don't know if you've been watching a whole lot of it.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like they're leaning hard enough into the elephant in the room. With the Secret Service lapse, with the assassination attempt. Maybe they're trying to play it down a little bit and not, maybe they're saving it for the end. I don't know. But I think they're missing a golden opportunity here to really explain why, number one, you can't put your faith in any kind of government, more or less. Number two, one that's led by Joe Biden. And I'm a little surprised that the messaging is very weird for this RNC. What say you?
Well, I think a couple of things. I think every time Trump appears with a bandage on his ear, they're talking about it in a sense by having just that visual. It's like, you know, a picture's worth a thousand words. So they're getting mileage out of it for that purpose, I guess, by having Trump up there with a bandage on his ear. But the other piece of this is, a couple of things. One is, if you address it now and demand action from within the convention, it's purely political. Let the guys who are in D.C. do it, which they're doing, and they're already subpoenaed. Even right today, Comer subpoenaed Kimberly Cheadle, director of the Secret Service. I think she's going to be the whipping boy, no pun intended, for the next several months. But I don't think, I don't think it needs to happen as much. And I think that Trump also wants to be very careful to make sure that he recognizes that there are Secret Service members who did put their lives on the line to make sure he didn't get shot twice. Dale?
Yeah, I think that they're doing it plenty, actually. The first night, I mean, they build this thing up like it's a TV program, like it's professional wrestling, really. I know Jeff loves this comparison. They show him walking behind the scenes. They have a guy come out and sing a song. He comes out triumphantly, starts fist bumping. I mean, the only thing missing was, you know, a neck brace and an arm sling and a wheelchair, and he'll come out and stand up while pyro goes off in the background. I think they're hitting this hard, and I think they're doing it okay. I think you don't. It's being done. He doesn't have to do it. I think they're doing great. And the Nikki Haley thing, I think, is a huge deal. The American media, as early as last week, was telling you that Nikki Haley not showing up there was a slap in the face to Donald Trump. And it shows that there are Republicans that will never come along and they're gettable by Biden. And then Nikki Haley shows up and goes, nah, Biden sucks. I don't like this guy too much, but he's much better.
Now, if I can just quit getting text messages from Liz Cheney wanting money to support anti-Trump, that'd be awesome. So, all right, last question, and I'm going to spin straight off of that one. Is Kim Cheadle going to resign or be forced to resign between now and the election, the director of Secret Service? What do you think? Dale, you first.
Nobody's ever held responsible in the Biden administration. It admits guilt, and they don't do that. They just don't do it. But I don't know how she stays. But look, Mayorkas has failed at everything he's done. Joe Biden's failed at everything he's had. Is Buttigieg still alive? I don't know. But no one ever does anything here where they're held accountable. So my gut tells me yes, because that's just how politics are. But the last 3.5 years tell me no.
Well, if she had prayed outside of an abortion clinic, then certainly she would be gone already. But right. Jeff, your thoughts?
I think she stays. I think it's more petty than that. They don't want to get back at W, and by forcing her out, either by her own volition or by forcing her out by firing her, it looks like they're giving the Trump guys a win, and they don't want to do that.
I tend to agree. I mean, I think you look at Afghanistan, you can look at the economy, you can look at the southern border, you can look at any number of things that have failed miserably in the public domain, and nobody ever loses their job because the best place to fail up is in the Biden administration right now.
By the way, before we go, I know we're out of time, I don't mean to take over here, but does Joe Biden survive another week?
Doubtful. I mean, I think right now it's to the point that Schumer and Schiff called for him to step down today.
Pelosi, too.
Pelosi, too. I hadn't heard that one.
Well, she's working behind the scenes to nudge him.
To nudge him. Well, he's given us three criteria. Go what? Jeff?
The DNC is going to be great, guys. Y'all watch.
It's going to be awesome. By Zoom. It's going to be great. It's like COVID's back. It's hilarious. All right. Fellas, appreciate both of you. That's Dale Jackson from Cumulus Broadcasting up in Huntsville and Points Beyond, as well as writing for Yellowhammer, and Jeff Poor, editor-in-chief at 1819 News, and oh, by the way, has his own show down yonder in Mobile on FM Talk 106.5. All right, we got plenty more show left. We'll be talking about a variety of things. I expect a few phone calls, and the text lines are open, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Text it in or call it in. We'll be right back.